The most common injuries reported at BSA summer camps are cuts, abrasions, and punctures. Most are minor and require little more than basic first aid. However, some injuries can become more serious if not treated correctly. A few simple steps can take care of these annoying injuries and get you back to the action in a hurry and in good shape. Minor wounds involve simple techniques taught in all levels of our program, from Cub Scouting to venturing. First, clean the wound. Simple soap and water work fine. In the case of a puncture, you should remove the item such as a splinter, thorn, or nail, and then treat the wound. Typically, a small amount of antibiotic ointment or cream will help speed healing and prevent infection. Then, cover the wound. A clean bandage is all that's needed for most of these types of injuries, but absorbent gauze and tape may be needed for larger abrasions. Replace a bandage that becomes wet, soiled, or bloody. Note that more serious wounds should be handled a bit differently. Deep punctures, larger cuts, or any wound that looks infected, is red, oozes, or is hot, or won't stop bleeding, may need to be evaluated by a medical provider. Puncture wounds may especially require attention, as a tetanus booster may be needed. Wounds around eyes or punctures in the chest, neck, or abdomen, or any wound that won't stop bleeding will need rapid medical attention. Animal or human bites will require medical attention, especially if a skin is broken. Remember to report to your counsel any incident that requires medical care beyond first aid. Find more tips and resources for this and other safety moments at the Scouting Safely website on scouting.org.